So early this morning, we received a fire alarm that there was a fire at the mosque. When they responded, we have the fire marshal, Hillsborough Fire Marshal, who is taking lead of this investigation. They have stated that it is an arson investigation. The investigation is early on, so we don't know the motives or have a potential suspect. But they are collecting data today and evidence in hopes of trying to figure out, you know, what happened here and bring this individual into custody.
I'm specifically curious about the details because I didn't catch them all with the holes in the glass. They're not bullets, but explain what happened.
So at this point, what we know from talking to investigators, again, we got to remember the investigation is very, very early on, but the bottom line is that they don't have any evidence that it was a firearm. So in other words, they don't have any shell casings, they don't have anything to indicate. They're saying because of the glass, the fire, the heat, that might have caused those dents on there. It might have been a person causing impact, but again, it's too premature and we're only speculating.
So was the fire started outside?
The fire did start outside. Primary damage is to the outside of the building, and then extensive water damage from the sprinkler systems themselves.
So did fire get through those holes?
I believe that it did not get in the building. They actually, because of the systems and the security features they put in place, fire, at least as far as I know right now, did not get inside the building.
Okay. But water damage.
But we do have water damage, okay. Correct.
But no fire damage inside.
Correct. It's outside, what you can see. You can actually see kind of the wall and the smoke and all that stuff from the fire itself.
And I've had people asking about where the worship will be today.
Okay. I think we're going to be talking to some community partners or whether we do it here on site, but I think Juma and the spirit of the fact that we're going to continue to celebrate this holy day will move forward today, and then it's just going to be a matter of that location that will be shared with the community.
Last thing to you, I asked this earlier, but want to get it again. Mm-hmm. What's your message to the person or persons who did this?
Again, I think there's not really any words you can really express to these individuals other than you will be held accountable for this. This was a crime. Whether it's going to be dubbed a hate crime or not, we'll wait to find out. But either way, this was a crime and you will be held accountable. And it's not enough that you committed committed such an intolerable act, but the fact that you actually did this to a place where many people come to worship and feel safe just makes it that much more horrendous.